Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of marketing intelligence. I'm glad you're tuning in today, because we've got a lineup that touches on everything from C-suite shakeups and media ratings, to the ever-evolving world of AI and the deeper questions the ad industry should be asking itself. Let's dive right in. First up, from Adweek, the Trade Desk has announced a significant leadership change. Nate Olmstead will become the company's new chief financial officer, making him the fourth finance chief in just a year. Olmstead officially joins on July 9, reporting to CEO Jeff Green. His arrival comes amid a period of intense scrutiny for the Trade Desk, as a string of high-level departures, including three previous CFOs, several senior executives, and four board members, has left investors and agency partners uneasy. Olmstead brings a robust background, having most recently served as CFO at Penguin Solutions, an AI company, and previously as CFO at Logitech. He also spent over 16 years in senior finance roles at Hewlett-Packard and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. The urgency for steady leadership is heightened by the Trade Desk stock, which has dropped about 70% over the past year, and mounting competition from Amazon and Google. Amazon's demand-side platform, with fees as low as 1%, is attracting advertisers who are consolidating their spending, especially in retail media and streaming. The hope is that Olmstead's experience and long-term mindset will help guide the Trade Desk through this crucial period and restore confidence among stakeholders. Switching gears to the world of television news, ABC News has emerged as the top winner at the 47th News and Documentary Emmy Awards, according to Adweek's TV newser. ABC took home 8 trophies, including Outstanding Live News Program for ABC World News Tonight with David Muir, and Outstanding Live Breaking News Coverage for its special report on the U.S. Army's Grand Military Parade. Other major winners included CNN with 4 awards, Al Jazeera with 3, and 2 each for CBS News, NBC News, BBC News, and Bloomberg. PBS led the documentary category with 4 wins. In other media moves, News Nation is expanding into podcasts and digital programming, debuting new shows and unveiling a state-of-the-art studio in Chicago. CNBC's Squawk Box is heading to Washington, D.C. for special broadcasts with policymakers, and CNN is making headlines with a lawsuit against AI company Perplexity for alleged unlawful copying and distribution of its content. Perplexity has fired back, arguing that you can't copyright facts. Meanwhile, CNN is gearing up for America's 250th birthday with a special Independence Eve broadcast hosted by Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen. NBC News is also innovating, hosting a live Meet the Press event in New York and expanding its streaming show, Hallie Jackson Now, to local broadcast in the Bay Area. And in the digital newsroom, CNBC has named Ken Brown as its new managing editor, tasked with leading the next phase of digital journalism across all platforms. Let's talk ratings. CBS Mornings had a standout week, as reported by Adweek's TV newser, being the only morning show to record growth in both total viewers and the all-important adults 25-54 demo for the week of May 18. CBS Mornings drew 1.897 million total viewers and 322,000 in the 25-54 demo, up 9% and 15% respectively from the previous week. In contrast, ABC's Good Morning America and NBC's Today saw slight declines in both categories. Today still held the top spot in total viewers and the demo, but CBS's double-digit demo growth is a notable win as networks jockey for advertiser dollars and audience loyalty. These numbers are based on Nielsen's National Live Plus same-day ratings, and the year-over-year comparisons show that while CBS is down slightly in total viewers, it's up in the demo, which is key for advertising revenue. Now to the AI front, where Anthropic, the maker of the Claude AI assistant, has filed for an initial public offering. This move, covered by Adweek, signals a major test of investor appetite for high-profile AI companies. Anthropic's filing gives it the option to go public after the SEC's review, but details like timing and share count are still undecided. The announcement comes on the heels of Anthropic closing a $65 billion Series H round at a jaw-dropping $965 billion post-money valuation, leapfrogging OpenAI's last reported $730 billion. Founded in 2021 by former OpenAI execs, Anthropic has built its reputation on safety-focused large language models and is positioning Claude as a ChatGPT competitor. The company is also making a direct play for the marketing world, with tools like Claude Design aimed at generating slides, one-pages, and sales materials, clearly eyeing Madison Avenue budgets. If Anthropic proceeds with its IPO, it will join a select group of tech giants, including OpenAI and SpaceX, potentially reshaping the public market's view of AI's long-term economics. Finally, let's get a bit philosophical with a thought-provoking piece from Adweek on the ad industry's obsession with neutrality. The article argues that neutrality, often equated with trust, no longer addresses the real challenges facing marketers. In today's algorithm-driven, AI-powered landscape, what matters is transparency. The traditional ad tech stack, built in layers, creates a maze where every handoff adds cost and signal loss. Recent research shows that for every media dollar spent, only 47 cents actually goes to working media, with 38 cents absorbed by intermediaries. Neutrality doesn't solve this. Transparency does. The future favors unified, transparent tech stacks that allow advertisers to clearly see where the data goes, how money flows, and what drives performance. As first-party data becomes more valuable, marketers must understand not just who owns the tech, but how their data is being used to teach and improve these systems. The article warns against accepting opacity in exchange for promised performance and urges the industry to set a higher bar, demanding both results and visibility. In short, neutrality should take a backseat to transparency as the new standard for trust in advertising technology. That's a wrap for today's edition of The Brief by Kuro House. From executive shakeups and Emmy wins to the rapid evolution of AI and the call for greater transparency, it's clear that the marketing and media worlds are moving fast and asking deeper questions than ever. Thanks for joining me, stay sharp, and I'll see you tomorrow.